but I think a very significant point. Two points. One, the Trump campaign is not mentioned in this indictment. I have gone through it once. And that's, I think, in a very yes. important point. And it is certainly something you will hear from the president's supporters. And I think it's a very valid point. It does not include any reference to his work on the Trump campaign. However, it also does include statements that he made during the time that he was the chair of the Trump campaign. So that, I think, is highly significant, that that Robert Mueller is alleging that that Paul Manafort was committing crimes while he was the campaign chairman of the Trump campaign.
And Jeffrey, again, it does not preclude the possibility that this 12-count indictment will not be used to try to get information about the Trump campaign.
Absolutely. And you know, one thing people need to know about the way prosecutions work is that just because an indictment has been filed doesn't mean that that's the only indictment to be filed. There's something called a superseding indictment where you can add charges against the same defendant. So we are not at the end of the process by any means.